first words that Anthony uttered this morning was the same question that I had, and that's like, why are we meeting together this morning? What are your expectations? Fortunately, the answers, I think, are fairly similar to mine. We want to come together and worship him. We want to experience more of his presence. But the question there is, do we really need to do that all together? Can't we just be at home or with a few friends and do that? But there's something about coming together as a body that really enhances our ability to worship him and come into his presence. But if we're going to do that, as we've seen, there needs to be a lot of preparation, as well as all the setup there, talks, worship, lots of things need to come together to do that. So I was thinking, well, maybe we could make it a bit easier for ourselves. Maybe we could do without a few things. You know, it's a big drum kit. Maybe we could do that. Maybe if John talked a bit louder, we wouldn't need the PA. That would help enormously. But I think, you know, after umpteen years of doing this, we think we've got the balance about right of what's coming and what help is required. But some of what goes on can be quite invisible. There's a lot of work goes into the AV, into the PA. And we don't really notice it, as John said, until something goes wrong. But there's an awful lot of work going on behind the scenes to make that happen. And that's where, you know, we have a lot of people serving. And because it's behind the scenes, it's, as well as being invisible, it's very easy to forget what goes on. But there are a lot of jobs that need doing. So we have a number of opportunities to serve. I'd particularly highlight PA and AV, as I mentioned, as areas where we've got people working, but they're only fairly small teams, and what we'd really like to do is to enhance those teams. The areas for serving are going to come round, so they'll be listed later on for us, but PA, AV, stewarding, and of course the setup is all very resource intensive, really, so we need more people for that. You may be thinking, well, I'm not really sure if I'm equipped, technically competent to do the PA or the AV, but you don't have to worry about that. Training will be given. Whenever Hannah's struggling with the AV, she's able to come to me and ask, you know, what button she needs to press. And if, heaven forbid, I can't answer, then Dan Jones will answer. And again, the PA can look a bit intimidating. There's so many wires, so many buttons on the board at the back. But don't worry, training is given. If you're worried about setup, there are light duties to be done. So please consider those.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about children's ministry. But before I talk about the opportunities, I just wanted to share a little bit of the vision that we have for our children. So as I do this, I would like you to close your eyes and to think about some of the children that we have amongst us and to think about what this would look like for our children. Our vision is for our children is that they will grow from a young age knowing who God is and having a personal relationship with him, that they would grow with thankful and worshipful hearts, that it would be natural for them to chat to God, and that they would recognize when he is communicating with them, however that might look or feel, that our children would find freedom and release in worship, that as they sacrifice and submit to God, that they would know the pure joy and freedom that only he can bring. Our vision for our children is that they will grow up knowing who God has made them to be and being able to recognize the gifts and talents that God is growing in them and in each other. That with support and guidance, our children will respond to God's promptings and be eager to be obedient to him, recognizing that he has what is best for them, even when it doesn't make sense naturally. That our children would recognize the significant place that they have in God's family and in the world. That they would not be restrained by the limits that the world and others may put on them, but that they would grow up knowing that they can partner with the Holy Spirit to bring his kingdom wherever they are and to whoever they are with. That they would grow up in a community that recognizes that they are precious and powerful gifts from God, and that this community would recognize them as arrows that we are preparing to do mighty things in his name now and when they are grown. That our children will grow up embracing a spirit of adventure and pilgrimage, willing to take risks on a constant journey with God, growing closer to him as they go, finding excitement in the challenges and things that God lays before them, and that together they will move forward as a mighty army. That our children will be a band of brothers or sisters who strengthen, challenge, and encourage each other in God's ways. A formidable group full of love for each other, a group that laughs together, cries together, and a group that has supernatural ties. That's our vision for our children, and that's what we as a team in children's ministry really are looking to partner with God in bringing. And we'd really like more people to come and join our team and to work with us in really kind of working with God and seeing that vision fulfilled. It's not just a Sunday morning, although we do have needs on a Sunday morning for people to come and join the morning teams. One area we're really looking to develop at the moment is our midweek groups. It's something we really missed last year, and we realised how important they were for our children in building those ties and being connected to each other. So we'd really like people to come forward who really feel like they've got something to give in that area as well. But whatever it is, if you felt stirred or prompted as you've heard the vision, as you think about our children, then please speak to the people that you speak to, come and speak to me, and we will be able to find a place for you within our team, and we'll be able to give you everything that you need, and you can work with us to see this vision fulfilled.
Hi, I'm James. I'm one of the youth leaders here, and I was asked to share some opportunities for serving, but first I wanted to kind of talk about really briefly my experience of being a youth leader. It's such a joy and a privilege to serve in the youth ministry, to see kids surrender their lives to Jesus and then see them navigate life through that perspective is such a joy and such a privilege. And that is why I love being a youth leader. I love seeing kids grapple with, what does Jesus want in this scenario when I'm at school, when I'm with my friends? And that's such an amazing privilege to be someone that helps them walk that through. And it's just an amazing privilege. And the kids that we have are not yet aware of what's impossible. So they try things. And I love that. I love that they try things that are different, that are difficult, because they don't yet know what is impossible. And I also love how strange our kids are. I once witnessed our kids do a video sketch about a man that was frothing at the mouth. Okay, that's the first bit. And then another man taught the rest of the people how to do froth excavation to help the man that was frothing at the mouth. Our kids are weird and strange, and I love that. I love that they can bring something to us as a community. They can bring their strangeness. The current state of our youth ministry is amazing. At the moment, we are flourishing and growing so much so that we've had to split the youth into two sections, into the youngers and the olders. In the youngers, we have 34 kids. In the olders, we have 24 kids. And that's amazing. That's amazing that we have got this opportunity to work with these kids as they come into revelation of who Jesus is. And it's such an amazing privilege. So because of that, as I said, we've had to split the youth. And our hope for the youth in this current season is that they would be agents of change in their schools and in their friends and in their families, that they would be the people that would bring change, that they would come into revelation of who Jesus is and be troublemakers, be the ones that challenge the status quo, because they have something inside of them that they need to get out and share with other people. And it is a privilege, as I said, to see that happen. So what can you do as a church? Now, we're not asking you to come on a Friday from now until Kingdom Come and give up your Fridays. What we really want is to recognize that our youth are part of this community. They're not something that exists out here. They're a part of us. So we want them to be connected. So it may be that we want to give them a sense of belonging. So it may be that you invite them round for dinner. It may be that you have a skill or something that you want to impart to them. It may be that you have a task that you want to help get help with young people. It starts there, but it doesn't end there. It's not just doing a token thing like that. But these are little ways that you can make the youth a part of your lives and bring them in and give them a sense of belonging. So that is a very real need that we have at the moment.